at the 2 o'clock hour. Yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldalore and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
This is Maldor's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 87.9. Oh. Fuck. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
Paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air. With almost no training whatsoever.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Drifting through the halls with the sunrise, holding on for your call, climbing up the walls for that flashing light. I can never let go, cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine. Holding on for your coat, I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine. Maybe not tonight. Now the sun is up and I'm going blind. Holding on for your coat, another drink just to pass the time. I can never say no, cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine. Holding on for your coat, cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine.
hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, where I barely know what time it is or what day it is. I just know I'm supposed to show up.
Do you not have a job either?
I definitely have a job.
See, because I don't know, I never know what day it is.
I don't know what day it is because I spend every day at work, and I feel like I've never left. We're going to let that go.
Are you wearing your coveralls?
I'm wearing coveralls unironically. This is what I wore to work so that I didn't have to change so rapidly. Anyway, bear with me. Hey, if any of you guys have to work on Saturday, I'm fucking with you.
Or Sunday.
Oh, it's Sunday. See, okay, to the point. Anyway, I digress. Hey, Maldoror came up with a halfway decent idea for the show to get me out of trouble and keep me on track. We're doing an entire episode about names. Not proper names, just people's names. Here's a hastily put together montage to get us started.
Amy, what you wanna do?
The sailor say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Rosanna, Rosanna.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Thank you.
Tia. You should have held my hand. You should have let me be your man. Tia. You should have closed your eyes. You should have held on with both hands.
From the Bay in Maldoror, putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
Hi.
Such a strong opener. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. The episode hastily put together.
Well, it's because you had to work at like 4 o'clock this morning.
With a theme that Maldoror suggested to keep me out of hot water, which was names.
Yeah, there's a million songs named after people.
How many of them are good?
Well, enough to cobble together a show.
You didn't like Billie Jean.
I did not. Well, only because, you know, Quincy Jones is a genius and whatnot, but Jesus, no one ever has to hear that fucking song again.
See, the trouble is that you were explaining off-air that you hang out places that actually play this regularly?
Well,
Can't remember the last time.
I was alive in 1983, and so it was on MTV every 5 minutes.
You specifically mentioned that you heard this just a couple nights ago because of where you hang out.
No, like,
and even funnier, like, we're sitting out front and he just goes, "Free skate!" Which I think is accurate. That's okay. Closing out that set, a fantastic track. Maldoror, let me back announce.
If you played a deep cut by Michael Jackson, it'd be one thing. But like I didn't know that Prince song, so that was fine.
Listen, wait for a couple of deep cuts in my third segment. But opening it up.
If we get there.
Opening it up and closing it out. Closing it out in that set. Dion by Prince. Did you enjoy that one?
It was all right. Not the best Prince song out there, but it was on theme. And I didn't know it already.
I think it's so weird. I think it's such a terrifically weird song. Before that, we heard What Maldoror Loves to Hate, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Apparently, the rest of the world doesn't agree with you. We definitely heard a hasty montage that I put together. And opening it up, it was Florence and the Machine with Delilah.
The rest of the world also wants to listen to Hotel California every freaking week, twice a week.
Not the rest of the world, just shitty white people.
At the bar I hang out at, yeah. Where people have no imagination and just play fucking classic rock.
You should choose another location, or...
It's close to my house. And I've got a button on the register with my name on it.
Really?
I've told you this before.
Is that something to laugh about with
me? It's something I'm mortified by and strangely proud of.
That's really funny.
That they have regular bars at the peak, or regular buttons at the peaks.
Okay.
So whatever you always order, you get a couple bucks off if they use a regular button.
How do you feel about being so predictable?
Kind of annoying, because sometimes I go in there and I want something else, and I'm like, I'm not going to get something else, because this everything else costs me $2 more.
Don't you pigeonhole me on your... calculator.
Yeah, can't I just get a generic regular discount? It has to be for the one thing I specifically drink.
Are you the unelected mayor of the Peaks?
I'm the mayor on Foursquare.
Oh, so you're the actual mayor. Okay.
No, there are regulars at the Peaks that make me look like I never go there, like a total stranger. There are people there fucking every day. And there's a guy who brings in his dog and his laptop and works from the Peaks every fucking day. His name's Patrick.
Does he work in finance?
Probably. I don't know. He has that look about him.
Did you guys see? Yeah, I know the look. I work in the financial district. Speaking of the financial district, as I was walking around both today and yesterday, deadheads.
Yeah, so many fucking hippies.
So many hippies. I love the sunset. I did middle school and high school in the sunset. I lived in the sunset for the last 5.5 years. And this weekend, I could not be happier to be away from the sunset.
And we can assure you, the next 2 hours will be completely Grateful Dead free.
So if that's your pleasure, stick around with us.
Otherwise, go out and listen outside. Tickets to that were like $245 a day.
Yeah, but you can also just sit right the fuck there. It is a park. It's open. The sound travels fantastically.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it just amazes me that hippies have that much money now.
Of course they do.
Like a 3-day pass was like $650 or something.
Well, they don't have health care, but they do have money for Grateful Dead concert for the last of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there were tons of hippies downtown. I was coming out of Powell Street BART the other day. And, I decided they fell into two classes, both of them annoying. The first class is the old hippies because it was Union Square, they're all like staying in fancy hotels around Union Square. So they're rich old East Coast hippies, which for some reason is my least favorite kind of hippie. Well, second to least favorite. My least favorite kind of hippie is the other people who are all the young hipster hippies on the platform with brand new tie-dyed shirts and like, you know, those fringed brown suede jackets and the peasant skirts and shit. Oh, all of it like just off the rack.
They bought new yesterday. Yes.
So they'd fit in with the vibe, man. Yeah, it was annoying.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I feel like people, we all strive for authenticity, whatever that means.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to let them be. I didn't either.
See, the thing is, I when I see hippies in San Francisco, I'm like, they used to really piss me off because they failed to change the world. But now I'm like, at least they tried to change the world.
And what are we doing now?
Yeah, yeah. They tried to make to change culture, and they failed. But at least they tried. So they don't make me angry anymore. But those are the ones in San Francisco who are, you know, actual real hippies and not fucking fake mall hippies. They're what do you call it? Hot Topic hippies that were on the train platform.
No one knows what Hot Topic is anymore. But that's cool.
I don't know. Don't they still have malls?
No. Yes, they do. But I feel like it would be more of a...
They still sell shit to emo kids.
I was trying to think of like an expense, like Free People. You know what I mean? Like all the women will buy these like crocheted half tops from Free People, and there's nothing to it. It's like skimpier than a bikini, and it's still like $190. It's just knitted.
I don't know what a Free People is.
Free People. It's a very expensive brand that you could mistake for hippie wear.
Okay, so like American Apparel.
American Apparel to me suggested,
you know what, I don't want to
human
talk
trafficking
about
and underage pornography, but just based on their ad campaigns.
I don't want to talk about fashion on our.
Well, cool. Let's don't. We are doing names today.
So this is the first song that popped into my head when I was like, Shay's not going to come up with a theme. What can I give her that's easy? Songs about people's names. Because I think I could think of 10 of them off the top of my head.
That doesn't make them good.
But this is the first one I thought of.
Okay, let's see.
Which is probably from 1983.
You're listening to The Care to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Trouble you feel. where sorry. Yeah. was January 1963 when Johnny came home with a gift for me. He said, I bought it for you because I love you, and I bought it for you because it's your birthday too. He was so very nice, he was so very kind to think of me at this point in time. I used to think of him, he used to think of me.
Is The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Mal Dror could have done an entire set about Johns and Johnnies, but...
May still do. That was an entire set about Johns and Johnnies.
And we could go again.
We could go again. Anyway, that was kind of an 80s set. It was Johnny Come Home by Fine Young Cannibals, which is not the single you still hear all the time from them, which I forgot the name of off the top of their head. Top of my head. What's a big Fine Young Cannibals?
Don't look to me for deep-depth knowledge today. No.
Fine Young Cannibals? Jeez. All right. Yeah, they were formed by former members of the English Beat. Shit, I can't remember what the big hit was. Anyway, middle song in the set was Johnny, Are You Queer Boy by Josie Cotton, which I remember hearing on KROQ in like 1986. And then we close things out with 1963, more commonly known as Johnny, Don't Point That Gun at Me by New Order. New Order.
You just unlocked a core memory for me.
Okay, KROQ?
No. Your first band?
Fine Young Cannibals?
Yes. There was a young man that was staying with my father at the time, who is named John. He was a young man, son of his best friend, who was gay, but was studying to be a... what do you call it? The Jewish priest.
Rabbi?
Yes, a rabbi. So he was studying, sorry, words. Good. Tired. He was studying to become a rabbi, and he listened to Fine Young Cannibals. I'm not going to say incessantly, but I just remember being at John's house, hearing this music, and I was like, what? That's cool. Like, what is that? And that was the first time that I heard Fine Young Cannibals.
So they actually had more hits than I remembered. She Drives Me Crazy is the big
That's
one.
What it was. That's, yes, yes.
And then Good Thing was on that. And those were both on their second record, The Raw and the Cooked. But they also, their first record featured that single that I just played, Johnny Come Home. And also their cover, Suspicious Minds, which is a pretty good cover. So they had like four like top 10 or number one hits.
Well, you just jogged my memory the first time I heard them. It took the song plus together with the John theme to bring it all. That was kind of interesting. Anyway, clearly I'm sleep deprived.
Yes.
But no problem.
But you have tomorrow off.
I have a day off. It's true.
Yeah. And then back to work on Tuesday.
I have the Jewish Sabbath off, and I don't even know the name of a rabbi right now, but that's cool. That's super cool. You guys are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. These are transmissions from the mission. We're so happy, yes, currently, to be here in this beautiful store, beautiful? In this storefront property in this neighborhood. If you'd love to keep us here, make a donation. We are looking to move just because of financial considerations. If you'd love to keep us in the neighborhood, which we'd love to stay, go to RadioValencia.fm, find the PayPal button, just go ahead and smash it. Add an extra zero, because maybe you're day drinking. It'd be fine. It'd be great. Anyway.
We are.
Yeah, we are. This is how we do it.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff coming out up at the Makeout Room this week that I thought was interesting, but I should pull up their calendar, so I'll do that next break.
And we were also thinking about adding advertisements for the Makeout Room, our neighbors, in the front window.
Yeah, I think we should.
Which would be redundant, because they've already put them out front next door.
Have they, though? I don't know. I don't know if they have a bulletin board. I know they put them up at the Latin American Club, and I figured we should fly the flyers, too.
I would like to say thank you to Garrett today at the Latin American Club for
Lifesaver.
Hosting our pre-production meeting.
Our weekly pre-production meeting at the Latin American Club.
Yes.
With vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, exactly. So I really enjoy my second set.
Okay.
I hope that you do too. It's a bit of a mishmash.
Is this the depressing one?
Of artists. No. We get sad at the end, as I always do. Wait until
usually
the third
get
segment.
Sad before the show too.
Look, I didn't. You know what? I also almost played the Chuck Berry song that you and I found right after Mom died, the one called Carol.
Oh yeah.
I didn't incorporate that, but I was trying to go one episode without mentioning Dead Mom. So now we can go
fail.
One episode without mentioning Dead Mom. All right.
All right.
Feel good about that?
Sure. You almost cried before the show, but you didn't.
I'm so tired. Don't you cry when you get tired?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, what do you do?
Sleep?
Sleep? I don't even believe you. I think you lash out at others. That's what I think you do. Anyway, in this next segment, it is a bit of a mishmash, but I think it goes well together. We'll hear from one of our favorite Belgian music makers, Stromae, who will open it up. We've got the Arctic Monkeys, Amy Winehouse, Peach Pit, and also Simon and Garfunkel.
And I don't know that song, so I'm curious.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, I couldn't do Cecilia, even though that's such a great song.
That is a good song.
But this one's instrumental. It's called Angie. We'll close it out with that. But if you haven't heard it, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. My dad played
the
hell out of Simon Garfunkel's greatest hits on 8-track in the car.
Nice.
So I know the hits like the back of my hand, but I don't know any of their deep cuts.
Interesting. In my dad's car, who was also a John, which is a name, we did the Beach Boys.
My dad also did the Beach Boys.
Yeah, we did the Beach Boys. Yeah. That was, and yeah, I remember being like 5 years old, getting in the, my dad was driving a lemon yellow Porsche at the time, and he would come pick us up and he'd say, you want to go zoom zoom? Like we're children.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he'd put on the Beach Boys. Coolest dad ever. Coolest dad ever.
All right, this is the Curated Catastrophe.
RadioValencia.fm.
L'amour est comme l'oiseau de Twitter. On est bleu de lui seulement pour 48 heures. D'abord on s'affilie, ensuite on se follow. On en devient fêlé et on finit solo.
Regarde à toi.
Et à tous ceux qui vous like, les sourires en plastique sont souvent des coups d'hashtag.
Regarde à toi. Ah, les amis, les potes ou les followers, vous faites erreur, vous avez juste la cote.
Prends garde à toi, si tu t'aimes, garde à moi. Si je m'aime, garde à nous, garde à eux, garde à vous, et puis chacun pour soi. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme.
L'amour est enfant de la consommation. Il voudra toujours, toujours, toujours plus de choix. Voulez, voulez-vous des sentiments tombés du camion? L'offre et la demande pour unique et seule loi.
Prends garde à toi.
Mais j'en connais déjà les dangers. Moi j'ai gardé mon ticket. S'il le faut, je vais les changer, moi.
Prends garde à toi.
Et s'il le faut, j'irai me venger, moi. Cet oiseau de malheur, je le mets en cage, je le fais chanter, moi.
Prends garde à toi. Si tu t'aimes, garde à moi. Si je m'aime, garde à nous. Garde à eux, garde à vous. Et puis chacun pour soi. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme, somme, somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme.
Un jour t'achètes, un jour tu aimes, un jour tu jettes, mais un jour tu payes. Un jour tu verras, on s'aimera. Mais avant, on crèvera tous comme des rats.
C'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, s'aime, s'aime.
In my daydream, my days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passing side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. She's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space, and her lips are like the galaxy's edge.
And I kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passing side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. I said,
this incredible quality content only available to you on The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Baby, girl. If the ocean's not enough, nor am I, rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on me, go with that red for other eyes. Run, morning bath in sea foam. Soak your milky skin.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Quality content that you can find nowhere else. Always on brand as The Cure to Catastrophe. This is the episode with songs featuring names.
Okay.
Not just any proper name, but human beings' names.
Yes, people's names.
Yes, people's names. In that I'm having issues. I'm definitely having some language issues. I'm so tired. It's nap time. In that segment, we heard closing it out, Simon and Garfunkel, Angie. Before that, we heard from Peach Pit, Alrighty Aphrodite. One of my favorites, Amy Winehouse, simply called Amy, Amy, Amy. Arabella by the Arctic Monkeys, and opening it up, Carmen by Stromae.
Yeah, that was a much better set than the first one.
Dang it. You're just mad about the Michael Jackson edition.
Yep. Okay. Michael Jackson, Prince. Although the Prince song was at least unknown.
You have never even heard it.
Yeah.
It's off an album, I think it's called The Truth.
Okay. God, I have so many Prince bootlegs to listen to.
And I can't believe that you didn't know Angie.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
I have often thought that that was such an overlooked track. That is off of Sounds of Silence.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm really surprised that you missed that.
Yeah, like I said, my dad had the greatest hits record. He was big on greatest hits compilation albums. He loved the Beatles' Red album, whatever it was, 63 to 66. But he didn't like the blue one, because when they went all psychedelic and weird, that was a bridge too far for my dad. He liked the Beach Boys, he liked early Beatles, and Simon and Garfunkel.
Well, and it was interesting that carryover from the last mic break in the segment, how I found Angie was my dad had this CD at his house. Like some,
CD?
Yeah, the Simon and Garfunkel. This was in the days when he was like wearing salmon-colored button-ups kind of a thing after he got his, Nordstrom's personal shopper in lieu of paying child support kind of thing. But he did have the CD. I remember listening to it at his house, and then I remember stealing it. Yeah, I took it.
Well, you weren't getting child support, so.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. Only recently. We're not mentioning dead mom here. Anyway, that's okay. Her name is Carol here on the episode all about names. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I was going to do on this break?
Dude, do you have a segment? No. Did you put together your segment of shit Maldor watched today? Or this week, pop culture, bullshit, intro thing?
I watched West Ham. What the fuck? Sorry, somebody walked by wearing what looked like a coonskin cap and might have been a mullet. You might want to. That was weird.
But should I check it?
Yeah, you should check it out. Let's go. So. What?
So racist.
I didn't say anything about their race.
It's a hairstyle.